Watch, Black Lives Matter protesters harass Vernon Jones outside White House. By Joel B. Polak on August 27, 2020. Black Lives Matter protesters accosted Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, a Democrat, as he left the White House to walk to his hotel after President Donald Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, RNC, Thursday night. The group of protesters shouted obscenities at Jones and the woman accompanying him. Some recognized him from his speech at the RNC and demanded that he say the name of Breonna Taylor, who was killed by police in Louisville. "Are you a Black Trump supporter?" one asked. "You're a fucking disgrace. Shame." Another shouted at Jones. Police carrying bicycles formed a protective circle around Jones and his companion, moving them slowly down the street. The crowd continued to harass Jones, shouting, "Whose streets? Our streets." And taunting police, "Who, sick, do you protect?" A voice shouted, "You house, N-word." In his address on Monday evening to the RNC, Jones said, "The Democratic Party has become infected with a pandemic of intolerance, bigotry, socialism, anti-law enforcement bias, and a dangerous tolerance for people who attack others, destroy their property and terrorize our own communities. That's what this election is all about. That's why right now, more than ever before, America needs Donald Trump in the Oval Office for another 4 years." Several minutes later, a mob of protesters also trapped Senator Rand Paul, RKY, as he attempted to leave the White House after the speech. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.